Okay, so today we're gonna try to dedicate the shiur to the halachos of Shemir Sachar. Okay, so this is the shiloh. So Shemir Sachar is a whole thing. Exactly how a person should become a Shemir Sachar and what the chiyuvim of a Shemir Sachar is. So the shiloh is exactly how to work it out. Okay, 9:45.
What do you think? We
start
playing
tennis this Saturday. Oh, he's around? No, I don't know if he started playing. What do you think? We start quarter tennis. Yeah. We made it for the two skills. Quarter tennis and no playing. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so this is the shiloh. The shiloh is a person that becomes a Shemir Sachar. Okay, to define a Shemir Sachar. So we saw already a little bit that the way a Shemir Sachar becomes a Shemir Sachar is by giving some money to him. In the middle, it becomes a Shemir Sachar. A Shemir Sachar, the halacha of a Shemir Sachar is that he's chayav on gneiva v'aveda, and he's potter by yinsim, and avada he's going to be chayav on pshiyatu. Okay, that's what the halacha by Shemir Sachar is going to be. There are stam people that are not made specifically into a Shemir Sachar, that the din is a Shemir Sachar. Midugma, you have a seicher, a renter has din of a Shemir Sachar, we pass him. Payal, an uman has din of a Shemir Sachar. Someone that holds a mashkin has a din of a Shemir Sachar. Shemra Aveda, according to some sheets, have a din of a Shemir Sachar. All these people that have a din of a Shemir Sachar, because of some hana that they get, are also going to be chayiv on Gneva Aveda and Potter and Eidim. Whether they're different or in other respects, that we'll have to see the Hamshah. Akoponim. So this is the Shaila. The Shaila is, what is the level of Shmira that a Shemir Sachar has to do? Okay, that's really the Shaila. We said over here, we were saying that a Shemir Sachar is Chayiv on Gneiva Aveda. What does that mean? Does that mean that, oh, he watches the thing like a Shemir, let's say he watches the thing like a Shemir Chinam, but happens to be that if something gets stolen or lost, so he's going to be Chayiv to pay? Or no, the pshat is that his level of Shmir has to be a higher level Shmira, and Memela, if he doesn't do the higher level Shmira, then he's going to be Chayiv, even though in those circumstances the Shemir Chinam would be Potter. Right? That's the shat. At the end of the day, is there a real nafkamina, the level of Shmir that Shemir Chinam has to do and Shemir Sachar has to do? So for those of most of you started already the next sugya of Shemir Sachar Ba'ainas, whether Shemir Sachar is Chayiv by Gneva Ba'ainas. So a lot of the you see a little bit of how much of a shmir the person of the Shemir Sachar do from there, but the ikar sugya that where the chiyuvim of the Shemir Sachar comes from is the sugya of Tzadi Gimel in Bav Mitzia. And Tzadi Gimel Bav Mitzia, the big machlekes amiroim, what the level of shmir Shemir Sachar has to have. And the level of shmir that Shemir Sachar has to have is the same level as well as natri k'denatri inchi, as we say. Normal way a person watches it, which is the same way as Shemir Chinam would watch something. Delashi Halama Baruch Mitzuya, you know, just a normal way a person normally will watch something. That's all Shemir Sachar is chayv to do. Or the pshat is that Shemir Sachar has to do more. So Rava, she does Rava, that the Gemara that Tzadi Gimel in Umar Mitzuya is that Shemir Sachar is only mechuyev to watch because they're not Shemichi. Natri inchi is enough to be mechayev Shemir Sachar, as all Shemir Sachar needs in order to have his chiyuv shmira. And if he doesn't do that, so then he's going to be chayev. But above natri k'denatri inchi, Shemir Sachar doesn't have to do. On the other hand, you have shitas Abaye, you have shitas Rabba Bar Avuna, Rav Chisda and Rav Papa, that they all say that the level of shmira Shemir Sachar has to do is a higher level of shmira. Shmir to Yisrael, the Gemara calls it. And the Gemara says, what's the pshat? It says, L'hoch yavi l'cho igra, k'hechid mitziyut u'nitur to Yisrael. The reason why I gave you money is in order that you should watch it a higher level of Shmir. Now, how do we define this higher level of Shmir? So what the Gemara says is, the Gemara says you're mechuyev to make sure that you have your mechuyev to watch it, ba'ifin, of a person, you're mechuyev to watch the chifet, even ba'ifin where normally, perhaps people wouldn't have to watch it. The Shemir Chinam wouldn't be clear to watch it. So the Gemara, the lashon of the Gemara says two lashonos that a Shemir Sachar is mechuyev to watch it. That he's mechuyev to watch it even beidna denayim inchi, and even beidna to all inchi lamasa. Even when people normally leave and go daven and go to daven in the city, go in to eat, and they leave their stuff in the field, And Hashem Rechinam, if he does that, he's going to be potter. And even if the person goes, normally at this time, he takes a snooze between 2 and 4 in the afternoon, or he goes to sleep at night, the Gemara says, if you're not bidden and Nami Inshi, by Hashem HaSachar, you're going to be chayv. Right? That's as I say in the Gemara. And the Gemara calls it in Tirusi Yiserta. The Gemara calls it a higher level of Shir. Okay, what does that mean? So we're going to get into more. The Rishonim already discussed. So does that mean Hashem HaSachar can't go to sleep? That means Hashem HaSachar has to sit there and let's say he does fall. Let's say he tries to keep his eyes open. He puts his feet in cold water. And what does he do? After a couple of days of doing that, you're going to end up falling asleep. Hashem HaSachar is going to be chayiv. How's he supposed to do that? Okay, but we'll see that in a second. Well, I'll give it to someone else, right? So that could be a taina too. That could be a good taina. It's a big machlech yishenu. Exactly what the chiv of Hashem Yisachar is when he feels like he's falling asleep. I'll feed the gemara that tzadik and lomav bein. Okay. What do you mean? Because he gets a turn of Hashem HaSachar? Well, he's getting paid, so.
Is that like hiring the last place in the Ryan?
No. I thought that. Well, I hear. I don't know. I hear the Shiloh. I'm not 100% sure.
He's busy by the hour, so.
No, he's not, but. Right. He's not working right now, so. Well, he doesn't lose anything because he's not working right now, so let him give some of his money to the thing. That's what Rabbi Hall's saying. That's what I thought, too. I would say off the bat. The question is, you know, whether if you don't get paid that way, what would be the din? Let's say I get paid by the day, or I get paid, whatever, I get paid for the job, I don't know, whatever it is. But I've been equipped to dish out money to someone.
You know, that person in Mashkiach Kashrus, and he goes Davin, and he goes, hey, that's what happened in California. That's when they born
all right, upstairs. So this is a good
Shem
job. Shem is
full time.
Full time. That's true. It's a full time job. It's not a question. So we'll see what you're saying is 100% true also. In your case of the thing you're talking, he was a pile. So you have to understand. I don't want to mix the two things up. You're talking about doing a job. And we're talking about the job is shmira, right? It's two different things. You want to say that, well, you get paid to do a job. Lamai said,
he's a shamer. He's
not a shamer on the watch.
What's
he watching?
No, he brings the trick. He was a shamer.
No, a pile to make sure it's kosher. It's not shmira.
Shamer is not.
The guy in the pile, right? The guy that sits, they call him a shamer. I know mashkiach is, the word mashkiach means to watch. I understand that. But Lamaisa, like the guy outside the mirror is called a shamer also. So if someone gets his stuff stolen from the coat room, so he's chayiv to pay? No. It doesn't. That's not his job. He's a pile, right? The bank, the watchman at the bank. You know these guys that sit outside the bank. You know, Kikur Shabbos. They have these two guys sitting there by the bank. If someone comes and steals something at the bank, the shomer outside are chayiv. They're a shomer. They're a pile to check people that walk in. They have a specific job description, and that's it. If the mashkiach is hired to do is to make sure that this product is kosher. If something happens, if a gneva happens while he is being masher a plant, he's not going to be responsible for the gneva that happens, even though he's getting paid, because that's not what his shmira is about. But okay,
every shomer be called a pile.
No, in a way they are. In a way, every shomer sach is a pile, and every shomer chinam is a pile. But as what his job is, what he's supposed to do. Okay, let's get back to nine bidden and nine inchi. Okay, you go to sleep at time when the person's supposed to go to sleep. So this is the shiloh. So the shiloh over here is I sent the oilam, and I hope the oilam was aimed on it. Is that let's say so halach lemaisa.
When the gnome comes down, as the mayor of Kitsa, don't they come with nine inches? They used to show up at 2-3 o'clock at night.
Right, correct.
So if you're not going to be watching them, what are you signing for? That's what they show up.
I hear it. It's a time. It's a good time. We'll have to see. When we get to the we'll deal with this issue when we get to the sugya of Gneva Bainus, okay, really. Gneva Bainus is a great segili on the level of shmir that a Hashem HaSachar is mechuyev to have. But the first step in the sugya is this, that we pass an halacha lemaisa. Like the Chevel Amirun that hold that a Shemar Sachar is mechuyev to watch Yaiser mi kidei kaychei pachas Yaiser. Watch, you're supposed to do above the what's considered normal. You're supposed to give it more than the normal amount the person's supposed to watch. And if you don't, then he's going to be chayne. So it comes out l'fizah. I'll pee that shot in the sugya. that when Yaakov Avinu last week's parsha said that he sat and he watched things, he said, I sat in the blazing sun and I still watched it, right? And I sat in the freezing cold nights and I still watched it. Vatidat shnafsi me'einai. And I kept myself up. He wasn't saying, like, you know, people when they read it, they say, wow, Yaakov Avinu, like, he did way above the letter of the law, and he's tiny and I'm loving. He said, I did so much more than I have to do, and still you ripped me off. No. According to Halach Lamaisa, what Yaakov Avinu was saying is, I did exactly what I have to do, and even so you ripped me off. Well, Yaakov Avinu, when he said, Atidat Shnasi Me'enai, what that meant was, I wasn't naive, but then I wasn't old, but the daily inch, even though it was hot, even though it was cold, and people leave and go in. But halacha lemaisa, we pass in that you're mechuyah to do more. So when you learn those psukim, what Yaakov Avinu was saying is not the pshat that is the chazne masa, like the Gemara says, according to Rabbah. We don't pass in that Yaakov Avinu was saying, I did chazne masa. We pass in that Yaakov Avinu did what he had to do. And I made like, what?
What's normal? Who's normal?
No, right, that's what we have to clarify. What's normal? So he has to watch more than normal, right? That's for sure. Asher Achinam watches because not 3 inches, right? And that's what Forsh the Gemara. So he has to watch more than normal. So what you're asking is, it's not shaykh to watch more than normal. At a certain point, what am I supposed to do? You're not asking. It's shaykh.
I think better than most people.
It's shaykh. So you don't want to say you're
quite. You did more because you ripped me off, so you didn't have to do it.
Okay, fine. That's already enough. Fine. Say that. Because the way the Gemara solves the shiloh is that what Yaakov Avinu's taina was. But see, the way you really want to ask the shiloh that you're asking, it's not pshat that what you're asking is that it's a shayach. Really, what you want to say is it's shayach about it for a person to watch better. Right? The question is, at what point do we say that, oh my gosh, there's no way in the world I could have done this, how am I going to be mechuyif to pay? There's two levels. There's Natri to the Natri Inchi, and then there's something called Shmir Yisayir. Shmir Yisayir put Hashem Asamsh Nukhuyit to do. The question is, what's the job definition of Shmir Yisayir? Shmir Yisayir is the Mufush in the Gemara, means that you have to stay up, and it means you have to be, the way the Rishen referred to it is, and this is the way we're Anas are referring to it, is Yeshivu Mishamer. Midas Zitzin, and you have to sit there and watch the thing. Like, that's what the way the Rishen referred to Hashem Asamsh. That's what your job is, that's what you have to do. If you don't do it, kibshuta, you're going to be chayv. If the thing gets stolen because you weren't yeshivu mishamer, you're going to be chayv. Right? That's posh of shat in the Gemara. That's it. You fell asleep. So what?
Shein
Shaila. You're not the first person to ask the Shaila. You're right. Anyone that reads the Gemara asks the Shaila. So there's different mahalchim. I'm asking a hundred. There's two mahalchim in the Rishonim to answer the Shaila. Okay, Baruch Hashem. There are two mahalchim in the Rishonim to answer the Shaila. And in a couple of minutes we'll get to it. Before I get to it, I just want to end one.
Shemekhinam takes us already to watch. Doesn't one just watch
sea
level? Who watches
normal
level?
Shem Echinam. Okay.
So
then
he watches
normal. He doesn't have to be Yeshivu Shamer. Shem Echinam is not Mechit Yeshivu Shamer. He has to make sure the thing is Shomer. You hear the difference? Shem Esachar, his Chiv is the Gavra to be Yeshivu Shamer. Shem Echinam has to make sure the Chiv is Shomer. That's it. That's the difference between the level of Shmira.
Huh?
What does that mean, Shomer? It's in a safe place. I don't have to be Yeshiva Mishamer. We'll see in a second. I don't have to be there physically and make sure nothing happens to the Chifetz. That's what a Shomer Sachar has to do. A Shomer Chinam doesn't have to do that. I have to make sure the thing is Shomer. I have to make sure there's a Dal Shiach Alam Baruch Mitzuyah. I have to make sure that I put it in a place where people are not going to see it and get it, whatever. I don't have to be Yeshiva Mishamer. I have to sit there actively and watch it. Okay, so the Shaila is like this. If a Shomer Sachar is not Yeshiva Mishamer, and something happens to the Chifetz, right? That means he didn't do Kedina. How would we define the mikra that happened to the chayfetz? Right. Let's say Yeshem Sachar was not Yeshem Mishamer. He was not Yekdin Antri Inchi. He wasn't Yeshem Mishamer. And something happened to the chayfetz. Right. Someone came and stole it. He put up a delas. A normal door is a normal door, a normal front door. He locked it, and a gneva happened. What's that called? What's that called? Geneva or Pshia? If you would have been Yeshiva Mishamer, nothing would have happened. What's that called? A Pshia or a Geneva Aveda?
Oh, it's a good Shmir, then
Geneva Aveda. So what is that? It's a Yechayah. It's a good Shmir, it's a Geneva Aveda. Yeah. Well, so...
It's a Pshia and a Shmira.
Because this is what I'm asking is, right here and do it. So what is that? That's a Shia. Fine. So let's it's a very big I'm going to tell you, it makes a big nachmina. Basically, what the Shia I'm asking is, using Vashon the Gemara, if he's 9 bitten to 9 inch, if he falls asleep on the job, and something happens to the chayfetz, is he by Shia? Because he didn't do his job, like you're saying. Or the Pshat is, Lamaista, since he was not treated to 9 inch, so it's not Mamash of Shia, but it's in the level of a Geneva Vaveda. Gnevavida means it's Yisr Karv Lioness, but Hashem Ritzach is still chayv to make sure that this type of thing doesn't happen to the chayfet. So Lamaisa, it's Mefurish and Taisus, that the halacha is that kills Gnevavida, right? Taisus explains on Tzadi Gimel Mavez, Taisus explains on Tzadi Gimel Mavez that this type of thing is considered King Gnevavida. When the Shemar Sacher doesn't do the job that he's supposed to do, so then he's going to be that. It's going to be that. Let's say, what's the example I want to use? I'll use the Gemara's example. The Gemara talks about a case where a shepherd or someone was transporting animals over a bridge, and one of the animals fell into the river because he was jostled by his chaver, right? So the shaila is what is that called? So the Gemara says that's the normal way to go ahead and bring animals over a bridge is bring them out and bring them over in a group. The Gemara says the Shemar Sacher is chayev. Why? Because he boy lechalavur yichad echad, which means you should have passed them over single file. The chiv of a Shemar Sacher means, and the definition of the job description of a Shemar Sacher is going to be that you have to do more than that. You have to make sure that you pass them over single file. Now he didn't do his job. He brought it over in a big group. Now what thing does that have? Now that he brought it over in a big group, and he didn't do his job. So Taisus says, it's a Kein Geneva Vaveda. Has a din like Geneva Vaveda. That's what Taisus says.
Why?
Because it's. He's not a Plesheya because he was not your entry. That's the insight of Taisus.
He's
not drinking
of Shmira.
But Taisus holds not like that. It's called Geneva Vaveda. When you're not Jewish, they're not your entry, and if something happens, it's Kein Geneva Vaveda. In other words, the chiyuv defines right. Will define the level of shmir. Really, that's the pshat. The pshat is that amount that a hesh should have done more. That's what's mechayiv the shemar sacher kilu begneva aveda. Anything that I'm chayiv in that level is kein geneva aveda. That's all in the lashon of that's in taisus. Lamaisa, if you look in the Rambam when he explains that he should have brought them one single file, says vahari loyos. Okay, upasha. The Rambam uses the lashon of pshia. So before, whatever, I sent you to the Gemara in Bava Kama, it's totally in how to learn up the Gemara in Bava Kama over there, whether you pay Mashenenis or Mashizika, it's a Pshia that you pay Mashizika, if it's not Kein Geneva Vedel, you pay Mashenenis, if it's Taisus Ramah Moshi Tafle, how much you pay in a case of Yichad Echad. But okay, that was just so you should be Oymen on the Chilek. But Lamaisa Kinneret, it seems like if a Shemar Sacher doesn't do his job, how you would define the Mikra that happened to the Chayfetz, now that something happened to it, Taisus learns his King Geneva Veda, and the Rambam learns that because he didn't do his job, like some people were tying here, it's a Pshia. But it comes out very interesting. According to the Rambam that says it's a Pshia, it will come out that there's a musig of a Pshia that a Shemar Chinam is pater on, and a Shemar Sacher is chayav.
That's not called Pshia.
No.
It's a Pshia and a Shmira. It's called a Pshia because you
right.
You set
I'm not saying, I don't care how. Right. But I'm saying there's a vart in a chanami. I'm asking 100% asking. I'm trying to say that the Rishonim will refer to an action as a pshia, even though a shemachinim is potter on the same action. That's all that you have to ask. That's
cool. No, kubi pshat ram is not that it's a matzav. It's only a pshia because he was
fine. Certain I want to know.
Also telling you called pshia. I'm asking.
Right. Okay. Yeah, understand. Exactly. Avada. The pshat by shemachinim is klapi. His responsibility is not called the shemir. I'm asking. But whatever. However, whatever nusach you want to say. But the pshat is the Rambam refers to it as the shemar sacher as a pshia. So this is the shayla. Is there an afkamino halacha l'maisa between Taisus and the Rambam? If you're going to refer to a Shemar Sacher that doesn't do his job properly as a Pshia, like the Rambam says, or Gneva Aveda, like Taisus says, what difference does it make? Who cares? Monashach is chayv. So there's a big, very big nafkamino. You know what the nafkamino is? Because there's some places that because you're a Plesheya, you're going to be chayv, and if you were to refer to it as Gneva Aveda, you're going to be Potter. And I'll give you two examples. Two examples. Could be Tchazos, could be the Rambam, the case of Taisus himself. So that's Tchazos of Vilay. And there's two even better, two better examples. One example is Baal Avimai. Baal Avimai, according to some Rishonim, if you're Plesheya by Baal Avimai, you're Chayiv. So according to, if you have a case of a Shemar Socher with Bailo Vimai, which we didn't learn yet, but the most of you, everyone, you know, ever heard of Bailo Vimai, right? The owner works with you when he starts off, your putter, if anything happens to the Chesed, by Shemar Socher, by Bailo Vimai, if he does one of these types of things, and he's Peshaya, we would refer to him as a Pshi, he'd be Chayav. Mashiach, according to Taisik, name of you, Potter. What's the other case? There's a
Ptur. Well, why do you want to say that the Rambam is saying so that even according to cases where it's not totally the Shemar Finish and Sachar? In the
Shem Sofer, but the Shal is how you define this type of thing. Do you find it as a Pshia or do you define it as a Gneva Aveda?
How do you know
if you
define it as a
Pshia
for
Bala Dima
also?
The Shal is, that doesn't change. If the Mikra is defined as Pshia, so it's Pshia. Who cares where and what? If whatever happened to the Chavis, if this is called a Pshia, it's a Pshia. Anyway, so. The other case is that the halacha is that by avodim shtaris and karkois, since they're nakuf and they're karka and nakuf and mamon, the halacha is that there's no tashlumi shmir, there's no tashlumi. Something happens to them, you're potter, right? So it's a smite from the parsha tashlumi chiyuvei shmir. Avodim shtaris and karka.
Yeah.
If someone was asked to watch a check, let's say,
right,
and something happens to it, he's potter. Even if he's paid to watch a check and a Gneva Aveda happens, he's Potter.
Gneva Aveda is Potter.
Pshia is Machlix Rishayna. Could be Pshia by Avadim Sharas and Karkois is Chayiv. It's all based on the Shiloh whether Pshia is a Shem Mazak or not. If she has a Shem Mazak, you're going to be Chayiv. If she doesn't have a Shem Mazak, it's a big Machlix Rambam and Raivit. We'll get to it as we move through the Sugya of Shemrim, whether you have the Shem Mazak and Mimela is totally whether you're going to be Chayiv or Potter. So it makes a big nafkamina whether we define a certain thing as a pshia or gneva aveda, depending on if we refer to it as a pshia, the chances of being mechayiv and chayiv in other places where otherwise you'd be putter is there. Mashiach, if you define it as gneva aveda, you may be chayiv. Okay, that's what got me there. Okay, so that's the, as we said, halacha lamaisa we paskin that Hashem Asaf is mechayiv to do above the normal amount of shmira. You have to do yibiyeshiv and mishamir, has to do a shmira seira. And if he doesn't do that, then he's going to be chayv. Now when we get to that's passed before Shulchan Aruch. There's no chokum on that. That nekuda, there's no chol. There's no chelak. Let me move on to the sugya of Gneva Bainas. And as we move to the sugya of Gneva Bainas, we're going to get back to some of the pratim that wasn't mevar yet by Shemar Soch. Gneva Bainas is the big shayla. What do I mean? Where does the sugya of Gneva Bainas start? The sugya of Gneva Bainas starts in the Rishayim, because the Rishayim discuss. Taisus brings it down in two places, Bab Metzia Daf Mem Beis, Bab Kama Daf Mem Zayin, there's Rishayim and other places that discuss it. But Taisus holds that Taisus says that even though we've seen previously that halacha that there were times that in Shmir Luksafim Ela Bekarka, so Taisus is chayker whether, let's say, someone does what he has to do, he goes ahead and he puts the kesef in the karka. And then comes along, the Lashon Taisus, Afil Meya Amma, he puts into a vault inside of the ground. And then comes along someone, discovers the place where the kesef is, and he steals it. Is the Shemar Sachar going to be Chayiv or going to be Potter? Obviously, Shemar Chinah is going to be Potter, because Shemar Chinah is Potter and Gneva Aveda. What about a Shemar Sachar? Taisus asks. Shemar Sachar can be Chayiv in a case where someone finds kesef and digs down 100 Amas into the ground and discovers money and steals it. Chayiv or Potter? That's what Taisus wants to know. So Taisus brings down, it's clear in Bava Kama Daf Mem Zayin, he says in Mefurish, brings from the Shita Sari, Bava Kama Daf Mem Metzia Daf Mem Beis, also he says that, although he says doesn't understand how it could be true, that Gneva Ba'ainas, even if it's an Ainas Gomor, the halacha is that since the Torah was not Mechalim between Gnevas, Mali Ainas Gomor, in any ways Gneva is Karvo Ainas, Mali Ainas Gomor, Mali Ainas Kam. Shita's thesis is that whenever a gneva is perpetrated, and because of that, an object is stolen from the rishus of the Shemar Sachar, the halacha is that the Shemar Sachar is going to be chayav. Okay, that's what thesis holds. Which would mean that's the most chomer the geshit on the Shemar Sachar, Shita's thesis, and the Rosh. That the halacha is that even a gneva ba'ainis is going to be chayav. So I just want to be makdin that in the sugya gneva ba'ainis, There are three shitas, okay? And the first one I just told you is shitas taisus. Who shtels the vector three shitas? Rekiva Eger. Rekiva Eger shtels the vector three shitas in the Rishayim. Hopefully the Eilam was or Aymed on the three shitas in the Rishayim. It all starts in exactly what the chiyuv of a shemer sacher is when it comes to protecting the chayfetz and gedayim. So there are two chumras that come out from taisus. What are the two chumras that come out from taisus? One is that even if Taisa says clearly, even if you're makif the chayfetz b'chomesh shel barzel and it gets stolen, you're going to be chayev. Why does Taisa say that? Taisa says because let's say you would have been yeshiv mishamer inside al yad the chayfetz. Taisa said it would never would have gotten stolen. So you want it to be samech on the chemish of barzel, or the other case of times you want to be samech on the fact that it's buried deep into the ground. It's not enough. Hashem resachav b'chuy to be yeshiv meshamer. If you're not yeshiv meshamer, you're going to be chayv.
Anyone digging, they think 100 amos down, and you find the shomer, you'll get rid of him. It looks so hot.
Anyway, so the first thing is that you have to be yeshiv meshamer, even if it's a massive of an einus. But Lamaisa, if you could prevent it by Yeshiv being Yeshiv Mishamer, you're gonna be chayv. The other Chumra in Taisus that he says on Dafisk in both places, he says that even if you're not being Yeshiv, even in a case where the reason why you're not being Yeshiv Mishamer is because of an Aynes, Ludugma, says Taisus, Chotfase Shina, or Takfase Chayli, right, Taisus says, something, he fell asleep, Mamish Ba'aynes. Or he got sick and he had to leave. In a case of an einus mamish, you're going to be chayv. Right? Those are two separate. You hear? I have to be on this. There's two separate nekudas. Number one, in a case where you're because if you one number one taisus mechayv v'yeshu meshama kol rega v'rega, even if you have a shmir meula ad ma'oid mitzat atzmai, and if you're not, then something happened and a greva happens, you're chayv. Number two, even if an einus happens to the shomer, einus gomer happens to the shomer. And the main little thing gets stolen. Like I said, he gets sick and he has to leave. The halacha is that the shemer is going to be chayv if the gneva happens. So two separate chumras. Why is he chayv? Because you're chayv on gneva. Mali einus kotten by gneva. Mali einus kotten by gneva lo mishaneh. So frektor yishayinim. Why is this? This is doing. Doesn't make a difference. It's not. But gneva. But here the Torah was mechayv gneva. Torah is mechayv gneva mefurish. Anyway, so but the question is, I list the mizuyin. Why is the mizuyin different? What's the mizuyin mafurish in the Gemara that Hashem is sachar is pater on the mizuyin? This mizuyin is an why this mizuyin is also gneva b'ainus?
Some
chiyuv
of his life.
So
the
it
wasn't
mekabel
on some of his life. That's
really so the Rishonim don't say that, but it could be that the Gedar Advarim. But the way the Rishonim say it is that it's shvuya. List the mizuyin is mafurish in the Torah is an ainus is considered an ainus. It's a different category. The Rishonim say the pasuk says oynishba. By the chiyuv of a shayel, that it was and the p'tur of a shemer sacher, that it broke by itself, or it was taken captive. The Rishonim learned that listen, mizuyin is nichel and shavud. If someone's nishba, if the thing is taken captive, then it's for sure an einus and it's a separate category. So the Rishonim say that's not nichel in the musa of gneva. Where it is a gneva, you're going to be chayv even if it's mamshe shtarka einus. That sheet is taisus. The Ramban and Muki Yosef told the middle line. What did Ramban and the Mugi Bikesa say? They say that you have to be Yeshiv Mishamer. If you're not Yeshiv Mishamer and something happens, you're going to be Chayv. But, say the Ramban and the Mugi Yosef, if you're Takfasai Chayli, if the guy gets sick, so he says, doesn't make a difference whether Kafsu Adam or Kafsu Chayli. The same way if a robber comes and ties them up and puts them away and says, okay, I'm taking the thing, you're going to be potter. Also, a Kodesh Baruch Hu comes along and ties them up and he's not able to do it, still you're going to be potter. I know. He argues. He said that. He's saying a new thing. So he's saying, so again, we have two chumras. He's masking to the first chumrah. He's masking to the chumrah, the affiliation of Mishamer. If you have Yeshiv Mishamer, even if it's protected with 1,000 alarm clocks, you're going to 1,000 alarms, you're going to be chayiv. Mashenkein, if the oinus happens to the shomer that he's not able to watch it, then you're potter. Right? It's
why
two different things.
What else did you do like we asked before?
What? Okay, one second. I'm going to get you one. Let me just read beside of the sheetah. I'll get to the lumps in a second. And the third sheetah is Nagoyis Maimini and Nagoyis Mordechai. What's Nagoyis Maimini and Nagoyis Mordechai say? They bring from Rabbeinu Chizkiya that the pshat is that an oinus by gneva is potter. It's an oinus. An oinus is an oinus is an oinus. At the end of the day, finished. Eidam aladaber. The only time you chai by gneva is only if you are nine within the nine inchi or whatever it is, where it's whatever. It's not the end of the world. But if a person is makif it b'chemish obarzo, or buries it 100 feet into the ground, or if he's takvasei choyli or takvasei shina in a way that was mamish and einus gomor, so the halacha is you're going to be potter. Those are the three shitas. You have those that are mechayiv always. You have the Rambam, that's shitas Taisus and the Rush. You have those that are mechayiv in a case where you're not yeshiv mishamer, but potter in a case where an einus happens to the shomer. Then you have those that are potter, whether an oinus happens to the shomer, or an oinus happens to the chayfetz, right? Those are the three shitas that the Rishonim bring down. Lamaisa ties the Shulchan Aruch passes lachumra and says that even an oinus gomer, in all cases of oinus gomer, like the shita of Taisus and the Rosh, that you're going to be chayf. You're going to be chayf to pay. The Ramban Buki Yosef say that you're chayf in a case where you're Yeshiv Meshamer, but you're Potter if an oinus happens to the Shemer that is not able to watch it.
You're
not Yeshiv Meshamer, even if it's a great Shemira. That what?
But the same pastor went to the hospital and says, you see, Hashem is able to put everyone away in prison.
Right.
So that's Shulia.
Right, so that's the story. That's Ramban. Ramban says, Mali Kapsu Shamayim, Mali Kapsu Adam. That's Lashon Ramban. It's Mamash there. Okay. Those are three shiloh. So what's a shayla? So the shayla is, what's Takab Shan Taisus? What's Takab Shan Taisus? Why is Hakab Taisus being Mechayiv? So, the pshat is, this is what I found.
If you hire someone else instead of you?
No, Taisus.
There's only other way. I mean, you're sick. You can't do
yourself.
So you have to make sure.
The Mordechai says what you're saying, but it's meduyik that let's say you can't hire someone. Let's say you can't find anyone to take it instead of you, and you leave because you can't, or you have to go to sleep. Sounds like you'd be potter because you did everything you had to do. But Taisus says you'd be chayv. Right? You have to. You're right to a certain extent that would be, but if that would be the chiyah that you have to do, so then if you can't do it, so then you'd be potter. But a lot of times he says it's not like that.
It's
meduyeh that Taisus holds that it doesn't make a difference. Whatever einus it is, you're going to be chayv. Einus is going to be chayv.
Because you're an
einus
going, and you should have done something.
No, don't say. But Taisus doesn't say that. Taisus doesn't say that. That's more chasid.
And everyone
looks
at something else.
Yeah. No, but the shaila is not. I'm asking more practically. How can you be mechayiv someone for an oinus like this?
Maybe he was mechayiv himself.
So the achrenim, I saw the achrenim at the different mishpat, and there's others. The others that say it. Also, who else says it? Rekiv Eger brings down a perach mata achuas perach mata aron. If you get a hold of the Talmud Shulchan Aruch. You know, the Ein Adilyan, it's kedai to look through that tshuva. He says it also. And he says it's this vart. He says, Ein Achanami, it's impossible. Hashem HaSachar. Can't do it. But if you take money, that's what you're being mechayiv yourself to do. When Bela, he says, if something happens, it's Masal Kara. Mamish Masal, that's Mamish what they say, Masal Kara. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make sure that that nothing happened, he could have done it. You did everything you had to do and more than you were able to do. Well, Mike says something happens when you're down, when you just takfase shina, the guy is sick, can't move, you're going to be chayv. Because kach kibalta lecha.
It's like a paycheck that you're not
going to
pay
it
every week.
Kach kibalta, this is the job you took, and memela, that's what you're going to be mechayv to do. The Mordechai Lamaisa asks the kasha. I don't feel so bad, because Mordechai says, what in the world is going on over here? The Mordechai says, it doesn't make any sense. A guy's from a suffer, he's not allowed to go to sleep. How are you talking? Right? That's what he asked on Shita Sari. Shita Taisus. How is it possible? What's going on? How can he be Mechayim? Huh? So they say that's what I say, according to Taisus, Mechayim to Yeshiv and Meshamer. and he nods off. But Lemaisa, if there's any reshrushim, any little noise, he's going to pop a leg, right? That's the pshat. That's the pshat in his yeshiva and mishamer. There, klal, he will be aware something's going on. But Mordechai Lemaisa asked, he's talking that he can't go to sleep. He's talking that if he gets sick, he's going to be chayiv. What's going on? So Lemaisa Mordechai asked the kasha. Like we said, we were miyashiv a little bit. We said kach kibul alav, and if something happens, it's mazli garam. And kach lamar the kiveger brings down, and the divrei mishpat also brings down these masada the shitas. But the Mordechai asked the kasha, and Mordechai says it's in between shita. He says that your mechuyev, the vart in the Gemara one says that your mechuyev when be'idin zaymi inshi is because you should give it to someone else to watch. Okay, that's what he says. I shemer shemassel my shemer is not so pashut. So he says it's pashut that everyone is masking over here where it's not shayach for you to watch it called rega v'rega. But where you're supposed to watch it, the balabais knows you're going to give it over to someone else. So here it's like raga lahafkeret zloy. So it's mutter to go ahead and do that type of thing. So So what's the Mordechai saying? So that's what I was telling you before. The Mordechai is saying is that the etzem, you're mechuyev to give it over to someone else to watch when it's not shy for you to watch anymore. But it's mevur in the Mordechai that let's say you tried as hard as you could to find someone to give it over to. And lamaisa, you couldn't find anyone and he fell asleep or he had to go or he wasn't feeling or whatever it is, you'd be potter. So what do you get the Mordechai like that?
That's like,
and according to Taisa, to be chayev. You're numbed in Naimi and she, you're chayv. Okay, but that's what I said. Okay, fine. So that's according to Mordechai. According to the Shita, the guy's Maimi and the guy's Mordechai, as long as you're an Aynes and what happened, then in Malasis. In other words, I think they're masking that Avada to the Gemara, if you're not Naimi, then Naimi and she, you're going to be chayv. Shad is that if the lamaisa, what happens is Ainus Gomer, so you're gonna be potter. Okay, fine. That's the shita.
So the one thing you see something like that is not an insurance policy.
Yeah.
The person who's doesn't watch his things is Shaya, they're not gonna pay you. But for Einstein they pay.
Right.
You see the such a thing about Mikabel Tashlum for Einstein?
For sure. Sure, that's a business deal. That's a business deal. That's what insurance companies do.
I didn't want to tell you that you accepted it by yourself. It's not different with me. I didn't accept it.
Normal person.
That's not me. I accepted it by myself. I think somebody's not like that.
It's going to be Hisna.
Like
the stomach, the Gemara said that, the Torah says that. Stam on them
is.
It's the Torah, the Torah says.
Yeah. He was telling you were accepted by yourself.
Yeah, but this is the din d'oraisa of what a chiyuv of shemesh ocher is.
By shemesh
ocher.
You give it
and
you give
him
on taxes.
He's saying out minigah.
No, when I give
shemesh ocher,
I didn't expect him to be up
24 hours. No, because you're saying because the minigah is to watch it like that. You're saying out
minigah.
I don't know. I'm not sure what he's saying. So this is the big shiloh. That's a good shiloh. The good shiloh is Lamaisa. What he's asking is something else. The Torah is mechayiv. But he says, but the maskid knows that you can't watch it kol rega v'rega. So when he gave it, he's giving it al das that you're going to go to sleep. He's giving it al das. So that's a good question. We'll get to one second.
No, he
knows. That's the shadow. No, let's say it's not normal. Okay, let me go through a couple of cases that I'm going to get to the shadow when I deal with the cases, because they're really I never saw that svar by Shemesh Sacher, because I would say that it's too bad, whatever, that maybe that's a chiyuv, even though it bothers me a lot, because Lamaisa, who does this, who do this type of shmir? So Avada the Minig is not like that. So let me talk about a couple of cases of Shemer Sachar. See, nowadays the most common cases of Shemer Sachar, there are two cases that came up and that we had to remember. The most common case of Shemer Sachar now is in a store. A lot of stores, the way they work, whether it's a clothing store, happened to be what happened by Sheipel Macher. There's two stores, one basically very similar type of stories, one by Sheipel Macher, one by a store. And what they did is what the way they work is they take the product on consignment. You know what consignment means?
No
one knows consignment means. Exactly.
If you don't sell, you give it back.
If you don't sell, you give it back. But if you sell it, then you pay them.
They can send a shekel, 500 shekels.
They don't want to pay for it up front. This is what a lot of people do. Whatever you don't sell, you get back. But what you sell, you pay for, plus you make.
The store takes a cut.
The store takes a cut. So that's the most common case of shemer sachar nowadays. Why? Because Kol's money didn't sell it, you're still a shemer sachar. Because al atzad that you sell it, you're going to make money. So you're holding on to this because you're going to make money on this chayfet. So anyone selling things on consignment,
it's called consignment.
No, I'm not a shemachina. It doesn't make a difference. Because once I'm taking it out that to make money, even if you make money a little bit slaves, the price will say, Avadi, you're going to be a shemachina.
If I don't sell it, what happens to Masriya?
No. You're still a shemachina. It doesn't make a difference.
We had a lot when you take an item from a store on the way coming to your house.
That's a different shadow. That's a different shadow. I'm not getting into that. So there's two stories. One was by a case of someone that was selling clothing. So a lot of times these stores do it because they don't have the money really to give up front. Even though maybe they would buy it up front, they would make a little bit more money. You know, they would take the supplies. They would get supplies and buy it up front. They would get more money. But lamaisa, this way, a lot of times there's two reasons why people do it. One is because the meicher, who's the shimer, the potential shimer, can't give the money up front. The other way is that it's for the tevas of the producer. It's the tevas of the producer because sometimes the producer can't find someone to buy their stuff, right? The seller doesn't want to take a risk to buy something that people aren't going to buy. But the one that makes it is saying, listen, I need to get this thing into the stores. This happens a lot by Svarim. A lot of the way the Svarim stores work is that, you know, the guy comes into the store and says, listen, I wrote a new sefer, maybe you can sell it for me. And the guy will say, no, well, I'm not paying you for the sefer. If you want, I'll sell it for you. And they take a cut. That's really the way it works with the magazines. Even though the supermarkets usually don't work with consignment, the way the magazines and newspapers on Friday and Thursday, when the magazines come for the weekend, it works on consignment. Which means that they don't pay anything for the newspapers and the magazines. What they sell, they sell, and what they don't sell, they give back.
Why does Shemitah drive?
No, but that's posh. That there's hanah. That's the fact that I have it. That's mafurish. Okay. Anyways, that wasn't the shaila. Let's be mekabel. Believe me that he's a shemer sacher. Okay. He's such a person, a shemer sacher. So the question is, someone that's selling things in a store, or this lady that has a shetel macher parlor, whatever you want to call it. Does she has to be Yeshiv Meshamer? Is that what's going on over here? Well, with their stuff? And if something happens, it's a risk. Something happens, if she wants to go home at night to go to sleep, or the owner of the clothing store wants to go home at night and sleep, then what's the halacha? You're going
to
be...
Is
this
to go home
sleep now? I didn't even want to get into that so much yet. That's a good shaila. There's a kivager about this. Whatever, it's parenthetical. Let me hold off for a second. Is that the Moshlom Deshashayla by Shemar Sach, what you're asking? But Lamaisa, so this is what happened. There's a truth from the Kadmainim already about that something like this happened. Someone gave clothing to a store on consignment, and Lamaisa, in the middle of the night, the person locked it up in the store like he normally locks it up. And the guy, and like his own, locks up his own stuff, right? He locks up his store, and the stuff got stolen. So the question is, whether you're mechuyev or not mechuyev. So the part of the question is that if I lock it up, mamish, is that if I lock up a store and put the thing down in the place where they have those things, since you need those things, so is that considered like hikufu chaymer shel barzel? According to Taisus. Right? Okay. So it could be that the first step is, let me just tell you how to go through this. We're using the things that we've gone through already now. First thing is, something happened over here. That's what happened. A person took clothing on consignment. They had the gneva at night. She did everything she could to lock up the store, set the alarm thing. Someone came in, disabled the alarm, broke through the door, went in. Chayef or pater? Shemer sacher, big gneva. First question is, define. Einus, is this considered gneva ba'einus, or is this considered gneva regila? That's question number one. Right? Question number two is, do we have to find out whether the people that broke in were armed?
Why?
Okay,
they're
right there.
What?
No, right.
If they're armed,
it
would be possible.
Right.
It was
Shmuel.
I don't have to be there.
I don't have to be there. I don't have to be there. So the question is, oim them. No, listen to Mazoyin. Listen to Mazoyin. No, listen to Zvayr Shmuel. It doesn't have to be there. That's a chiddush. No, it's not a pshia. No, it's definitely not a pshia. No, it's not. Well, let's really get back to the old
Shiloh. Maybe.
I hear a point of Rabbi. I hear. Okay, fine. Well, yeah, next Shiloh is what? Is what?
A knife.
Oh,
a
knife. Thing.
Yeah,
again,
you get in like somehow, you know. The
yeah, there's ways to get in. Not so hard, yeah. Not, I mean, it's hard, but if you don't have to get in violently. You don't have to get in, it's not necessarily, the people that get in violently usually are caught. The ones that, you know, if you really know what you're doing, then you can get into these stores without
the... With a torch.
Yeah, that's not. Could be. I don't know. I'm telling you. I think it's a Shuvah's Mapit. I think it's the Mapit goes through these things. Second thing is maybe they were armed. Inside they were armed, the Chari Bipater. The second one is how many Gandalfim were there. Why? Because the Olam saw that if there's two Ze'evim, one Ze'ev you can deal with. Two Ze'evim you can't. So he wants to shtel tzu that if the two ganovim is legar from two zeivim, so you know two against one.
It's like an aryeh. So
yeah,
aryeh.
They don't
want to
start
up.
The person
is not
the
okay. I hear. That's totally on the matzah.
Standard is four arms and far.
Okay, that's the two ganovim.
Legar four.
That's what he wants to say. It's a chiddush. I thought it was a little bit of a chiddush, but you can hear a little bit that it's lemais of the var two zeivim is. What's of Shan two Zeiv that you saw in the Gemara? What's of Shan? Because I try to take one of them. The other ones behind me, right? They can gang up on me. So it's not a good matzah. It's also by the Ganovim. I'm trying to take care of one, and I have the other one that's difficult thing to do. And then what's the other Shaila? The other Shaila is what you were matzia, and this is what he wants to say: is Minig HaMedina. That is never Poshut. That this is all they expect me to do. They expect me to put it in my store. They don't expect me to be Yeshiva Meshamer. They know that I'm not sleeping on 13th Avenue at night, right? They know I'm not doing that. I'm not sleeping in my store. I don't sleep in my store. They know I go home at night and I go to sleep in my bed. So they know I'm not taking their clothing with me when I go home either. So maybe Mitzad Midei Medina, I should pater myself. Right? Those are the times.
What's the seven knots?
Then it doesn't make Midei Medina doesn't pater by Shomer Safar. That's the Shiloh. That's the big Shiloh. Huh? So there could be just because that's the way you think people do it doesn't mean by Shomer Safar you to be chai. That's the question. That's the shayla. Those are the hatsois that maybe you can go ahead and pass to the person now. But lemaisa, as long as you define it as a kaneva ba'ainis, when the person is an Ashkenazi, you're going to be very hard pressed to be mechai of the person. Because the Shach Lamaisa is Mako like the Geis Maimini and the Geis Mordechai that says a Geneva Bainus is Patur. Which means as long as you did a very good Shmir, in this case, closing the door and putting on the alarm, is definitely considered a Hikifu B'chem Yishal Barzal. So Mamela, you're going to be Patur. So you're not going to get past the first step, really. The question is the other steps. Minig HaMedina, I'll just tell you right now, is a big Shiloh by Shomer Safar. There are some Paiskim that go with it, and a lot of Paiskim don't go with it. Kiveger doesn't really go with it, and when he brings down, a lot of them bring it down.
What are the things? Why would we not go with Minig?
Because Lamaisa, even though it's because the sense of Machayev of Shomer Safar is to do extra, so even the Minig is to do like this.
But we always do it in every area of the Halacha.
But not by Shomer Safar because of the chiyuv,
because of the chiyuv.
You know what he's going to do, but the Shomer Safar is mekabel on himself to do more.
Right.
That I understand. You don't have to tell me why. You know, you explain to me why. Minig Medina, I understand very well why Minig should be father. But I can give you the list of. It's all middle achronim. You know, from Kiveger and the Perch Mata Aaron and the Ginas Vrodim and all them talk about the Shaila about Minug. and a lot of them say that you're chayiv. I'm not sure if the batidina would pater with minhag. I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure.
The minhag either was in Poland. The Vachrim didn't have the yeshivas didn't have dormitories.
Right.
The minhag of Medina was the Vachrim had three sleeping quarters in the fort.
Right. Usually Minna qualifies. Usually Minna, you're right. It's one of the few exceptions. By Cheshen Mishpat, Mandish, the mission in Asechas Apeilim always carries the day of Akol Kamenega Medina. Always. It's always Machriya. I don't know any other exception where the Paiskim, Mandish, so many Paiskim say that you can't
what's
just
so,
because the Yisvar is that the Maslagoram, the Yisvar that the Pshad is that this is what I know I'm taking upon myself, even though the Minig is not to do that. But when myself is getting paid for what I'm doing, I'm Mechuyev to make sure to do it, and if I take the risk, it's a risk, and my Meilang and Bichayev even so. Yeah,
let's take the magazine case. Let's say during the middle of the day someone steals the magazine, that's not just going to be Bichayev.
Yeah,
they put it like on the outside and anyone can come and take it
for sure.
But if you go a few minutes, everyone knows that
but right, you're saying maybe it's a minor. That's not a shmira.
They know you put it outside. They want your magazine.
What happens if the supplier puts it outside and leaves it inside? So you didn't even touch it.
They know, they see it, but that's a question.
Why put it outside?
That's a question. I always wanted to say that the only time minig is going to patter you, or if the bialim see what you're doing, is if it's called a shmir bichlal, if it has a shem shmir. If you're not even being neiter it, you're not even watching it, so the bialim are not maskim really to it. So that's a question. In all these stores, like you said, the magazines are sitting outside. The afsharos to take one and walk away is large. I think the metzias is going to be that they count the magazines that they give back, and the ones that they don't give back, they have to pay for. But I'm not 100% sure.
Right.
Because sometimes nowadays everything's with computers, so there could be a discrepancy, so they can figure it out. So I'm not 100% sure, although that's what I'm chayshed, that the distributor knows exactly, because they have to know. They have to know exactly because they have to know how many to bring the next week. No, besides that, also. They have to know how many were sold, how many are left over. But they want to make sure that there's... It's not good for the magazine if there's none left over either.
You mean someone else wanted to buy it?
They want to make sure there's two or three left over. That's the best. From what I know from the business. Unless the shadow's minute. Sure, that we'll do tonight later. We'll do tonight separately. You can be Masna for sure. Okay, so the case of the Shaitel is a much more, obviously, is a more, much more modern child. It's brought down in Piskei Din. From the Bezin up the block of Chayyadam, I think it's Piskei Din Yerushalayim, Rabbi Levin, I think he has a... So there, that's written, how did he pass it? The case was a tiny bit different. The case over there was that the Shetel Nacher store was... She didn't have an alarm. She just had a regular glass door, and she locked it with a regular key. So the Shiloh was, would that be enough to be considered an Enes Gomer or not? So he said that since it was in a main street... And the place is Hoima Adam, so he said that that would be enough of a shmir. I guess it happened. I don't know when it happened. That's all. That's the way he brought it down.
To make it an Einus Gadol,
and since the Einus is such a big Einus, so maybe he patted because of Shita's Shach Yamshel Shleima that says that Paskin's like that Geis Mordechai and the Geis Maimini. So that's what he wanted to patter.
He wasn't going with the minig medina. You see, the minig was. He wasn't using that sword.
He wasn't using that sword.
That's how you close the door.
It's what it seemed to me. You have to look through the tshuvas. I would be uncomfortable using the sword of minig without a tziruf. Without a tziruf. By Shem
Asachar.
Right,
right,
I understand.
They
don't want to use it. They don't want to.
A delivery guy from one city to another city.
Yeah, sure. You pay him, how do I know? That's his job. His job is to wash the chifetz also.
He's not chayv.
He should be chayv. Be'etzem he should be chayv. The one that ends up being chayv is his boss. Right. But be'etzem he can be tevei the pile.
He
locks in the truck. Oh, so that's the question. You want to know if a teamster goes into the to get a coffee, and he leaves his tractor trailer out there, and someone breaks into the back and steals stuff. What's the halacha? He's a shomer for sure. He's a shomer sachar. The question is if he's chayv or not. You have to dan on this thing. If it's considered an einus, and then there's something to pater. If he's a sfardi, then it's gonna be hard, much more hard to be mekel.
We have an example, like we have a tefillin guy in the shiva. People bring his tefillin. Right. In the beginning of the day, they bring his tefillin, he's going to bring it home at night.
Right.
So is he allowed to leave it on the bench and go to the bathroom?
So then it's like an iPhone.
He may be chayiv if someone steals it. That's an even more pashut, yeah.
You can't be sure.
But that's very good.
Yeah, it's very good. Maybe even a pshia. Could be a pshia. Leave it on the bench. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Okay, what's the other? What was the other shayla? Oh, there's a tshuva. There's other. What other shayla did I want to discuss? Another shayla I want to discuss is there's a tshuva from the Marsham. The Marsham has a tshuva in Chiluk Beis about a guy that sold with a cut something for his friend. At a fair. No, he was going to the fair to sell stuff, and his friend came up to me and said, do me a favor, can you sell some stuff for me also, and I'll let you keep 5%. This guy said, fine. He sold everything. So he had money in his pocket. He had money in his wallet. So he had a trick. He said he was waiting in the train station. And he said in the train station, he noticed that there were some suspicious people around, so he tried to go to get away from them. And Lamaisa, he was mamish finished after the whole, you know, after schlepping around for all the time in the thing. So, and he sat down on a bench and he fell fast asleep. And he had his money, the other guy's money in his wallet, everything he had in his wallet. He says when he woke up, he says nasan roisha bin atzile yadav, and he fell asleep. So when he woke up, he had no more money left.
So he saw the people before he fell asleep.
Right. So the Marsham, through the Boker. He says that if you see Anoshim Perchzim Vereikim around, like there are in the train station, he said, that's called Nayin Bitnid and Leinai Miyamshi. You hear? Because the Leinai Miyamshi says, even a Shemachinim, we want to say, would be Chayiv in that type of case. So if you, so you have to.
Any bar.
You've gone to rest stops recently? A lot of them are nice. I mean, I've driven from New York to Lakewood to Baltimore. Those aren't even so nice on the New Jersey Turnpike. There's some really nice rest stops. There's really nice rest stops there. There are very, you know, there are not nice ones. There are not nice ones where I would be nervous a little bit. You know, they're dark and they're a little bit icky, but the nice ones are like a hotel. Some of them. Anyway, Akupanim, that's the basic idea. That's the basic idea that with the big machlokes about Kneva Ba'inus. So halacha lemaisa, like I said, there is a makom to say kimli, for sure for achina b'nei the Ashkenazim because of the shachar liyam shel shloima that say that Kneva Ba'inus is potter. The svardim. It's a big shaila in the Sfardish Shuvas whether you can say Kimli not like the Shulchan Aruch. Here the Shulchan Aruch, like I said, Paskins, like Shittas Taisus and the Rosh, that says that Kneva Ba'inus is Chayiv under all circumstances. So the question is, could you go ahead and say Kimli not like the Shulchan Aruch? A lot of them say you can't. The ones that say you could only say you could because the Lashon Shulchan Aruch is Yesh Aimrim, even though he doesn't bring down another Mahalech, but he says Yesh Aimrim, and they learn up that he's trying to be Meramis to other Shittas. Then maybe you can say Kimli. But Lamaisa, Halacha Lamaisa, whether Hashem Asachar is going to be mukhliv to go ahead and watch Yaiser, but an Einus Mamish is going to be Potter. Which means that if he puts up a Delash Yechel Lamaruch, one of the Nafkaminas is Delash Yechel Lamaruch Mitzli, Hashem Achinev is Potter. Hashem Asachar has to do more. Hashem Asachar has to put up a better door. Right? Maybe to put up a stronger door, lock it with a double lock. Whatever, these things are hard to be magdar, what's called the extra shmira that Hashem HaSachar is mukhliyif to do. Make sure the thing is always watched. But lamaisa, this nekuda, at the end of the day, if you're Hashem HaSachar, and you keep stuff in your store, and you lock up your store with the normal way, like a responsible person locks up their store to protect their shmira, so then it's going to be hard to be mechayif. But for this type of thing, because people are moser nafshei tvei for these types of things. I don't know. I would say
that.
Now
what? The shachin is all the same. You said the term about the shachin is for different categories.
The what?
You said that they're brought down different things, different things. Each case is. They're normal things,
right? That's normal. What's normal to watch? The way that we're normal to watch, I think, is what you're mukhliv to do.
Maybe so. You
should
tell all the suppliers
that are
doing
it.
That's the right thing to do.
Either that, or they could be samech on the shach. That's pasuk like. They don't even be samech it. Then it's safe. You should say. I died in hachi. If a gneiva happens, I'm not going to suffer. Then you're good. That's hisna. The master Shemar Sachar, Yiska Shemar Chino, that works. Question, yeah.
Even when I'm alone, the fact that you're part of good luck is really famous about it.
The Paisim do say that if there's a mark of Geneva, then your Shmira changes to Hetem. Right? In other words, if you know that there are Ganovim around, so then obviously you have to take the Emtsoy Shmira. You have to take much more serious measures to try to protect the thing. That's for sure. That's from the Paiskim already. So you have to know. Nowadays, where the Ganovim are more sophisticated, so you have to make sure you're one step ahead of the Ganovim. Right? Whether it means to put in cameras, whether it means to put in a fancier alarm, whatever it is. Motion detectors, whatever is normal. If you don't do what's
people
basic,
do that because the insurance company is demanding, not because the actual.
Anyway, getting back to your Shiloh, the original Shiloh that was asked is whether what's the Shemesh Sachar allowed to do, and whether he's mechuyev to do it or whether he's not mechuyev to do it. So Kiveger is chayker the Shiloh. The Shiloh is a Shemesh Sachar that says, you know what, Mali Tzaraz. I said something happens, I'll pay. So basically what we're asking is a Shemar Sachar insurance policy or a real Shemar? That's basically what we're asking, right? Think about the Shiloh, right? The pshat is that I'm hiring someone, so if anything happens, he's going to pay for it. Is he mechuyev to watch it mamish out of sight? No. It's up to him. If he wants to watch it, then fine. If not, then he's going to end up having to pay if it can even avoid that happens. Or Kiveger's chayker. The Shiloh?
I didn't say that, you know,
Ivern Isser, it's hard to say. Ivern Isser, the Shiloh maybe the Amona. The main Shiloh, I'll tell you what the main Shiloh is. The main Nafkamina is a huge Nafkamina. If Lamaisa nothing happens, do I have to pay you?
Oh, you pay the shame of his work. He didn't do a
job.
Fair enough.
That's the Shiloh. Maisa, nothing happened. What's it sort of? According to the Tzad, I took the risk. According, it didn't work. If the Pshat I'm paying you, if you're the Pshat I'm paying you to work for me, you didn't work for me. The Pshat is I'm paying you for the risk factor. I'm going to pay.
Right.
Ata Shemeh? Shagazah. Kivega. Say that. Okay. No, it's not here. It's not Shulchan. It's brought down. I have to find. It's brought down in other novel. I saw it on a different sefer. I don't know where it is. Anyway,
no one's going to hire just for the risk factor. You're doing both.
Why not?
You don't want to.
Why?
You don't want to. Care what you're going to do. How many insurance agents until they pay off?
Okay.
I don't care what you're doing.
Don't
know. What's insurance?
Much as you want.